This free podcast is sponsored by the bookstore at stephencosgrove.com. Buy a book, support the cause for more free podcasts at stephencosgrove.com.
Grandpa Sam from the land of Barely There. Farther than far and to the very edge of the horizon was a path bordered in lacy fern. If you followed that path, you would find the land of Barely There. Barely There. A land where crickets sing as the sun goes down and chipmunks dance like furry little clowns. Barely There. Where the scented summer winds whisper gently through the trees. Barely there. Barely there. If you followed the path on through the Whisper Forest, past Tattertown over Biltfast Bridge, you would come to a fork in the path. If you went to the left, you would end up smack in the middle of the Piddle Pine Forest. But if you turned to the right, you would eventually come to the northern end of the Lacey Fern Path, open meadows bordered in fields of wild carrots and buttonbow roses. Here, at the base of the mountains of Cotacazoo, you would find round, heavy-hewn doors of cedar that led down into the burrows where the bunnies lived. The burrows were warm and cozy and protected the rabbits from the thunderstorms that ravaged the meadows without fail late in the summer. Here in the burrows, twisted tunnels laced beneath the meadow like a maze leading from one bunny's home to another. Root and vine covered the ceiling of the tunnels, and on the walls, beeswax candles flickered, wax dripping on the earthen floor. Although the cave-like tunnels were a bit damp, they served their purpose well. But the younger bunnies didn't like the burrows at all. They thought the tunnels were dark and dank. They yearned to live in the meadows above under the open sky. The leader of the younger bunnies was called Derby Downs. "I feel like a worm down here," he would grumble. "We need to live in the meadows and the cabins like other folks are barely there." The wisest rabbit living in the burrows was a gray hare nearly as old as dirt, who everyone called Grandpa Sam. He listened politely as Derby and the others complained about the burrows. Finally, with the coming of summer, he could take no more and offered, "Listen, lad. When I was a boy, there was another young rabbit just like you who was bound and determined to live above the ground in the meadow. Despite warnings from the older, wiser rabbits, this rabbit rabble-rouser talked everyone into building cabins above the ground." He paused and scratched his fuzzy chin and then continued, "Well, let me tell you, the summer storms came as they always do, raging down the mountains of Cotacazoo and blew every one of those cabins down. Yep, every danged one. No, lad, the burrows are better." But of course, Derby didn't listen. Instead, the very next morning, he and his pals gathered wood and nails, hammers and saws, and began building new homes in the meadows above the burrows. Soon the air was filled with the noisy whacking, hacking, and sawing sounds as they chopped, sawed, and nailed board to board, building their dream. Eventually, the noise seeped down into the burrows and woke the older bunnies.
"What's that? What's that?"
They quickly dressed and then hippled and hoppled up the tunnels to the meadows above. Once there, they couldn't believe what they saw. The young rabbits knew they were there, but they simply ignored them and kept working away. Grandpa Sam shook his head as he hopped over to where Derby was working. "Listen to me," he said. "You must stop this foolishness immediately. Why, when I was a boy, there was a rabble-rousing rabbit who made this same foolish mistake. Believe me, the summer storm will come raging down from the mountains." And Derby felt as though he had listened quite enough, and with eyes snapping, he said, "When you were a boy, Grandpa Sam, there were still dinosaurs, and rabbits didn't live in burrows, they lived in caves. Worse than worse, you still want us to live in caves. Well, we aren't going to live in caves anymore." But, sputtered Grandpa Sam. When I was a boy, young rabbits listened to the old gray hares." "Then," laughed Derby loudly so that all could hear, "the older hares must have had something to say worth listening to. Now, if you don't mind, you are in my way. Go back to your damp burrows. I have a cabin to build." In spite of the rudeness, Grandpa Sam was a very patient rabbit, and day after day at a quarter of two he would hop to the meadows and there offer sage advice to the younger rabbits, warning of this and that. "Be aware," he would say. "There will come great storms from Cotacazoo. Be aware, be aware." But Derby and his pals wouldn't listen. rudely pretending he wasn't even there. They would chisel and chop and hammer and hack this board to that board, and for the most part, the noise drowned out anything and everything Grandpa Sam had to say. All was going just as Derby had planned. Day after day, the young bunnies continued to build the cabins in the open meadow, and day after day, the old gray hares would watch and worry about what was going to happen when the storms came. Standing in the warmth of the sun, they would cluck and tisk about this and that. Oh, tisk, tisk, tisk. Their houses will never stand up against the wind. Oh, me, oh, my. Why can't they just live below in the burrows? Oh, why won't they listen to what we have to say? But the noise was too loud, and the younger rabbits couldn't or wouldn't listen to what their elders had to say. Now, as it always was in the land of Barely There, in the latter part of the summer, thick, angry clouds began to gather around the mountains of Kodokazoo. And with the coming of the dark, rolling clouds, the wind began to blow, a gentle warning to the meadows below. And then, without further warning, it began blowing harder and harder. Even below the ground, the wind slipped under the massive doors, wisps and eddies, a small taste of things to come. The older bunnies knew that a big storm was brewing, and they hopped quickly into the meadow to give warning. As they hopped along, the winds began to howl, and rumbling thunder echoed in the mountains. "Derby, Derby," shouted Grandpa Sam over the roar of the rising wind. "The summer storm is here. You must hurry to the safety of the burrows. Hurry now, there is little time." "There is little to hurry or worry about," laughed Derby to the other young bunnies. "A little wind can do us no harm." But this is no little wind," protested Grandpa Sam. "This is the big summer storm from Kodokazoo." "Then you best go hide," laughed Derby as he turned back to his work. And sadly, the old gray hares hopped back to the burrows where there would be protection from the storm. The old rabbits hadn't been gone but a moment or two when the storm blasted down from the mountains of Kodokazoo. Lightning flashed, thunder crashed, and the winds began to blow. The storm, like a mighty fist, smashed into the meadow with a force and fury that was frightening to behold. Chisels, hammers, paintbrushes, bunnies and all were blown from ladders and roofs like leaves from a tree in the fall. The cottages that had taken so long to build were quickly reduced to rubble. Not a wall was standing, not a board was left unbroken. As quickly as it had begun, the storm, like a wickless candle, blew itself out. All was quiet and still. And then the velvet-like quiet was torn with the soft cries from the bunnies who hung from the branches of the trees where they had been blown. Cautiously, the old gray hares hobbled from the burrows and began to right all that had gone wrong. With love and care, they bandaged and bound the cuts and scrapes of the young, foolish bunnies. And not surprisingly, save for some broken boards and a shingle or two, there was little left of the houses. The least hurt, but most injured, was Derby Downs. He had not a scratch nor a cut, but his pride was deeply bruised. With a tear in his eye, he said, "Grandpa Sam, I am so sorry that I didn't listen. I was so very, very wrong." "Ah, yeah," consoled Grandpa Sam as he patted the young rabbit on the shoulder. "When I was a boy, there was a young rabble-rousing rabbit who challenged the rules and wouldn't listen either. He was bound and determined to live above the ground. He, like you, built cabins and cottages in the meadow, ignoring the warnings about the mighty storms from Kodokazoo. He, like you, was foolish and didn't listen to the wisdom and experience of the old gray hares." He smiled at Derby and then went on, "And that foolish young rabbit was me." From then and thereafter, every evening when the sun went down, rabbits, young and old, would gather round and listen to Grandpa Sam tell the wonderful stories that all began, "When I was a boy, in the land of Barely There." Now that you've heard this story true, come to the web and we'll share with you. There on a site called Sakes Alive, you'll find the characters bright and alive. Write them a letter, one, maybe two, and each in turn will write back to you. My, oh my, sakes alive, characters are living, and here they thrive. My, oh my, sakes alive.